So I welcome you for the second part of our session. We are speaking today about aligning body, mind, and heart in the kirtan. These are our human endowments, and to be fully present, we have to bring them there. We have to sing properly, we have to focus on the sound vibration. We will now come on to the third part, the third human endowment, the heart. And I really consider this to be more important than other techniques. But because some people may not yet be willing to come to this deep level, they need techniques. I want to give you a little example which shows you the limitations of techniques and shows you how much more important than techniques is using the heart. There was a very sincere psychotherapist who wanted to help an autistic child. Do you know what is autism? It's a mental illness where a child or the person who is ill is in his own world to a degree that he is unable to communicate with people, with the environment, and so on. He's really not able to function with other people. He's all the time sitting there in an autistic stupor. So this psychotherapist wanted to help this child, but nothing he did ever worked until finally, after years of effort, in great desperation, took a pen and threw it before the child and said, "Give me the pen." Something went on with the child. The child took actually the pen. This means it went out of its world and gave it to the man and said, "Here." The psychotherapist said, "He's healed. We could crack the walls. We could get to him." And he was very, very satisfied and explained this technique in an international conference of psychotherapists. It became known as the pen technique. They went home and they tried the technique on other autistic children. They threw a pen before him and before the child and said, "Give me the pen." Do you think it worked?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Gopi Sundari shakes her head. No, it doesn't work. Why did it work with the man? Well, with the original man, you know, there was his intention there. So many years of working with the child, maybe praying to God for some clue, his love for the child, all this came together, and that is what worked, not the technique. Techniques have a limited success. And as I said, it's better than nothing that you know, okay, let's sit down, okay, let's focus my mind on the sound vibration. But the most important thing in kirtan, and now I'm speaking to you no longer as a presenter, but as an active kirtan singer, is the heart of the kirtan. It's a devotional exercise. Kirt, the syllable kirt means to glorify, and kirtan, which is coming from this syllable, it means the act of glorifying someone because of his extraordinary qualities, like his being all present, his being omniscient, his performing the most amazing pastimes. It's obviously a deeply spiritual activity, which is one of the limbs of bhakti or devotion to the personality of Godhead. My dear friends and dear skeptic audience, if there is one of you who is a skeptic, my greatest breakthrough in my spiritual life, I told to Badahari, was when I understood that the absolute truth is not an it, it's not a something, it's a someone. What I mean with someone here is not a limited person with a complicated personality. It's a entity which is full of unlimited love, which is present everywhere, and which has the personal quality of being able to enter a relationship, that is reaching out or receiving one's effort. So what happens in real kirtan is that a divine connection is established to this entity, which I call in my tradition Krishna. And I'm very, very aware that some of you are not Krishna bhaktas. You came to just learn kirtan, and I want to encourage you. You are at a good place. We are teaching kirtan on various levels, but it's called in American English, selling you short. We wouldn't give you everything if we wouldn't bring out this essential quality of kirtan, using the heart and entering into a divine relationship where love, affection, gratitude, all these things find their expression in the unlimited field, unlimited love, unlimited affection, unlimited gratitude, which at once removes all the borders which are making love and gratitude and things like this sometimes a limited experience. There's a very nice prayer which given by the God-intoxicated avatar whom we have discussed yesterday, had this katha with Alicia's help. And this prayer really expresses the idea of kirtan best. It was composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, and I'm not even sure that I can find it in this book. This prayer addresses, I won't find it so quick, I know. The book has so many pages. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of kirtan. He organized kirtans with sometimes more than 100,000 people. The number swelled into the millions, and everyone who was in these kirtans felt the electric power of bhakti spreading through the heart of those who sang it. There were amazing transformations. People were lifted at once to the highest level of spirituality, where they either experienced samadhi, more a silent contemplation of the truth, or ecstasy, bhava, prema. All this came spontaneously in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans. And he expressed this personal dimension of kirtan, this where you engage the devotional or the awakened heart with a beautiful prayer. Can I recite it to you? I nandatanuya kinkaram patitam mam vishame pavam budo kripaya tava parapankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. Beautiful prayer, very nicely pronounced in Sanskrit. It means, my Lord, I actually belong to you. Like the flower dust of a lotus flower belongs to the lotus flower. But somehow or other, we have been separated now. And I am sinking in this bottomless ocean of the material world. Kindly lift me up now and fix me, or bring me as one tiny particle of dust to your beautiful lotus flower-like feet. Beautiful, no? Once again, I'm like, I belong to the flower dust on your lotus feet, just like the flower dust belongs into the central whirl of the lotus flower. But we are separated, and I'm sinking in this ocean of birth and death. Bhavambudo is the Sanskrit word. Now kindly lift me up and fix me again at your lotus feet. Beautiful. So much heart, so much devotion, so much request. When this is there, this earnest plea, then the techniques will align themselves. You will do everything. A loving mother will know how to breastfeed the mother, the child. She doesn't need to get a manual. Oh, how do I do this with a child breastfeeding? No idea. Do I have everything here? Where do I put it with the child? It's the mother knows out of love. The love teaches the mother everything, how to use. So that kirtan, when it's done with the heart, it is very, very, very good, very, very good. Then people immediately hear this. Now, for those who are not yet familiar with the personal God, my dear people, know an artist who does something with their heart and is on fire has the greatest outreach. Look at a singer like Janis Joplin. I only know the old people. Have you seen Janis Joplin? She's on fire when she sings, no? Janis. No more singing. She had an early death, I understand, isn't it? Tragic death, even. Tragic. Oh. There's no resistance any longer. Everything goes out. When you have opened your heart, then it is real kirtan. And then the techniques will come automatically. It will come to you, just like that expert psychotherapeutic man wanted to help the child. He genuinely wanted to help, and then he knew what to do with a pen and all of that. That followed later.
So this is something which I request you to explore in your own time. You're now at Radhadish, it's a devotional community. There's a temple room, there's worship going on. Please don't be shy. Peek into the temple door. Find out what is it that moves these people. What is the core of bhakti? And don't be shy. I know your hearts may have been betrayed 1,000 times and yet again. And you are now have closed your hearts. I know this. We are living in the, is it the 20th century or the 21st century, whatever century it is. Yes, it is what it is. But bhakti really aims at opening the closed heart so that we are again able to feel love, but this time unlimited love. This time love where there is no exploitation or no expectation. This time love which is entirely intoxicating. It's bhakti. Ah, Krishna. So I want to now, after having done this, after having said this, do my final exercise for the day. I want to introduce to you a wonderful method. I have to laugh, because yes, I will teach you a method now, because you have to love. You can't teach. You can just love someone. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about this, but it has to awaken on your own. It's something private. It relates to your own heart. How can I teach you love? It's not. Well, there's a book out. Rumi has written love. There's a love school. And yes, in bhakti, there are also bhakti schools. But it's something for you to explore. At least I don't feel comfortable now to get into this subject, because I want to bring you to an experience and not to words. We were talking about trying to become fully present and using body, mind, and heart to not be absent-bodied or absent-minded or absent-hearted. We want to be present-bodied or present-minded or present-hearted. These are new English words, but everyone creates words. Why can I not also create words? So once you are fully present in the present moment, you will experience the power of the divine sound vibration unfolding naturally. What we will learn to do is we will do a speaking exercise, which will then culminate in a singing exercise. Who of you does not yet know the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? How could I miss it? What? It's already in my dreams. It's coming out of every pore of this place. It's everywhere. Yes, yes, yes. This castle is built out of sound, and all the bricks are chanting. So, first we will do a japa exercise. We will speak the mantra or utter the mantra. And I will give you some instructions which will help you to enter the river of sound. When you sing kirtan, the kirtan should be like a river. And you should enter the river and let the force of the river carry you. So we will do this now. Please sit as you have learned to sit. You can do the mudra. This mudra.
It will help you to focus.
We will do a short om to center ourselves with a nice hum. And then we will chant slowly, like a river, the divine names of Krishna. I will chant one time alone the om, and afterwards one time alone the No, then we can all do the Hare Krishna together. Let's do it twice again, two times more. Feel the sound, huh? The ocean of sound. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Continuously, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Please continue. I will speak, but please continue. As you are chanting, please bring your entire focus, all your concentration on the first Hare of the mantra. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. While it may not be possible for all of you to chant and be present with all the names in this Mahamantra, we can practice to be fully present by bringing our entire attention, you know, which is like the attention comes when all of your thoughts and mental processes are bundled into one, like a light which is bundled into a laser. So you bring all your attention to the first hari, and then I will give you a sign when you can bring it to all the names of the mantra. This exercise will help you to slow your fast mind, which is raging like a wind, trying to grab things. It slows it down and brings it into the present moment. So, let's start again, and then I will say to you the first hari. I will say it at the end or towards the end of each mantra, and then you please, boom, laser mind. We want a yogic traktaka mind, a focused mind. Let's start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now the first hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The first hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Each name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So this type of chanting can be understood with an image which we want to show to you. We call it the river chanting. I hope you can see a little bit. It's a light-filled photo. That person drawn in chalk is you, the kirtan singer. And as you are chanting the kirtan, which is like a stream of divine sound vibration, you somehow must find your entry. That is depicted here. You focus on just one singular name, like the first hari, and that's how you enter the river. Then, as you go on, you bring your mind more to the holy, to the divine names. Here, this shows what you do when you take a bath in the Ganga. Have you ever seen in India, they go into a holy river, they take with their hand a portion of the river and then offer it in three circles or others if they need more time, means more circles, to the sacred river, and then they pour the water in the sacred river. Have you seen this? Or I always do it. It's, and you can do it also. So this is what the chanter does on the second level. He has entered the river of the holy name. He takes now something from it, and he offers it back. That is, he tries to be focused with each of the holy names. It's a river since time immemorial. There is the divine sound vibration. It's always there. It's pervading everything. It's structuring the universe. And he gives a little back in his chanting. No? And the last thing is corresponding a little bit to what we want to achieve. He is floating in the river. Can you see him? He is floating. Well, that is the ultimate experience which we want to have. And I guess some of you must have felt it during the Kirtan experience. You were just, oops. I remember the scene very much. I was once in above Rishikesh. I like the Himalayas very much. So I entered the river Ganga. I had heard that there is, what is it called? A rapid? Rapid? It's called double trouble. It goes, there's one rapid, and then the other rapid comes in. Double trouble, they call it. It has a name by the... So I was... I knew where to get in and where to get out. That is before the double trouble. And I remember I floated like this. Wow, and I looked into the Himalayas. I was carried and I was surrounded by Ganga. And I had once gone through a rapid and had bad wounds in the leg. So I knew I don't want to do this again. You can really be in super trouble when you are in a rapid. But so I got out at the right time before double trouble started. I will never forget this again. And once Gokrishna and myself, we were in Lithuania or Latvia or some of these countries. Lithuania. And we were singing with a good group of people. And afterwards I told him, I was just floating. I was just forgetting everything. I was really in the river of the holy name. That's what we want to attain. That's when our devotional heart is opened. That's when the love comes through us. And but if we, when we are not yet on that level, it's good. Please go back to the first picture. It's good to to enter the river. That is, you bring your mind from wherever it wanders during Kirtan, and you bring it now here. Be present here. Enter, and then you bring it more inside, like here. And finally, you are there. The force of the mantra moves you. I was talking to Bhartahari Prabhu. Bhartahari, by the way, you should Google him if it's possible, and order his CDs. He is Gokrishna and myself. We are the Gokrishna Bhajan band. We follow his melodies. No, we don't sing his melodies here because he will laugh at us. We are too shy. So but you can order CDs if you have no money, beg some money, you can listen and sing and learn the melodies by hearing, because very often you have seen him. He's in the river. He is the river man, the river chanting. So we want to hear such chanters where the mind is really aligned with the name, and we want to hear him. We want to chant with such persons, and then feel the power of divine sound vibration moving us. That is the idea of full kirtan. No? Bhakti Gamya? That we want to do.
Good. So, I want to now do this. Please keep what you heard in mind. We will chant now. You're so good in time. What is wrong with me? I go always overtime. What? No, we can leave it. So then they can remind. Oops, we are not in the river. We are somewhere on the rock. And our sacred bottom paints at the moment. We need to go in the river. So our little kirtan band is ready. Madhava, you are ready? Softly, please play softly. I request you to apply what we have done today, alignment. It's all about alignment. We want to bring everything here. Kindly sit properly. Maybe you want to roll your shoulders back, open your chest. With your mind, you will go into the present. And try to open your heart. You can do this either by making this a devotional address to call out to the deity of your heart, or you can just sing fully with all you got, not necessarily a lot of loudness, but be just there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try to enter the river.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
premalani hari hari bo. So, thank you very, very much for your full-hearted and full-throated participation. You were really present. Very want to congratulate you. My sincere congratulations. But keep on trying. Keep on trying your best. We will end our workshop here. I just want to say a technical information or an invitation to all the students. Yesterday we started to tell a wonderful ancient narration. Today comes the second part, and there we will hear a lot of the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and its electric influence on everyone. It will be quite something. So you please, you are invited. It starts at 9:30, but 7:30, yes. We think 19 o'clock. We are in the German mode. 7:30 up till 8:30, and then the normal kirtan evening is there. But I understand if you are busy. I heard you are really busy learning instruments, voice training, everything. If you can't make it, no problem at all. It's just an invitation. Good. Then I wish you a good lunch and a healthy fire of digestion, so that you are strong for the next sessions which you take. Thank you very much.